on, everybody? Welcome back to the Nick Minute. I'm your host, Bryson, and today, I thought it would be fun to get some thoughts and opinions out there about the newest revealed IP coming to Versus System 2 PCG. It's AEW. It's All Elite Wrestling. But before I do that, I just want to give a huge shout-out to all the commuters out there, all my listeners out there. While I was gone, you guys listened to the longest ever New York Minute podcast, the most out of any other podcast I've done. The House of X set review is now most listened to ever podcast on the show. So I really appreciate that. It was a different place for me to sit here for 90 minutes and go through an entire 200 card box. But the reception on that was really positive. So we will probably be doing that. We're definitely going to do it again for Mortal Kombat. Man, I can't wait for that box. But yeah, so keep an eye out for things like that. You guys seem to really, really enjoy those forms of podcast. Let's get back to AEW because I don't know much about this, so we're all going to be learning a little something right now. What I'm wanting to do for today's episode is just take as much information from the article, and I'm going to leave it in the description for you. Let's go check it out. All right. This is on WrestlingInc.com, and again, I'm going to leave the link for you in the description. The title is Upper Deck Adds AEW to Versus System 2 PCG Trading Card Game. We're not a trading card game. Cut it out. All right, let's walk this down. AEW is joining another collectible universe, according to an announcement from Upper Deck on Tuesday. It will release... Upper Deck announced it will release the AEW pack for Versus System 2 PCG in August. That's around Gen Con time. So it's either going to be that AEW is like the, oh, come check out our booth, look at these wrestlers on this poster, or it'll come out right after that, right? I have no idea on the details yet. Joining other decks from popular entertainment franchises like the Marvel Universe, MCU, and the X-Files. It's interesting that they would say the X-Files there. So from that, I would take, I don't know if you guys took this, but I mean, there's no way AEW isn't Photo, right? It's got to be Photo, right? Give me the Photo cards, man. Listen, you guys know me. I love me some Photo. I want the Photo cards. I want Photo to be a wider, deeper card pool. And yeah, just give me the Photo cards, man. Let's get to the ins and outs of the box as we know it so far. The AEW box will consist of 200 cards, including 12 mains. So if there's a good team and a bad team, good team, evil team, we'll have 6 main characters on the good side and 6 on the evil side. Listen, this is another thing to point out. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but between House of X and a few other cards, super awesome game. So Danny and Ben have been trying to put a little bit more notice on the main characters in boxes recently. We're getting a little bit more main character-wise. 12 mains, 28 supporting characters. That's 14 and 14. That's, what is that? 2 ones through 7? Or 2 of each turns 1 through 6, a 7 and an 8? I actually hope that's what they end up doing. I'd love to see an 8 cost, like, wrestling bomb, you know? And here's where we get some name drops. So, AEW stars, superstars like Chris Jericho, Bryan Danielson, MJF, no idea who that is, Jon Moxley, Sting, that I know that guy, Darby Allin, Jade Cargill, Thunder Rosa, Orange Cassidy, and Mel. I've heard of some of these people before. I've heard of some of these superstars before in passing, but I know Chris Jericho and I know Sting. So, I mean, hopefully they... That's the thing is, like, I don't really care about the IP. I just want good abilities, good stats, reasonable mains. Photo has a bit of an issue on turns 3, 4, 5... and 7 and 8. But yeah, I just want interesting abilities and things different that can see play both competitively and for fun. And then this is the last part in the article. It talks about how AEW and Upper Deck have already had a working relationship as Upper Deck was doing trading cards for AEW. Yeah, so this is also why I believe it'll just be, it's just photo, right? They already have some of the properties, even if it's just a straight grab and place into Versus, they have that stuff already to use. So yeah, and that's the end of the article that I'm going to talk about here. But yeah, man, we're on the up and up in IPs and photo side. I'm really excited for this upcoming late summer. AEW, it seems like it'd be a good time. It seems like people are interested in the IP. And knowing Danny and Ben, there will be flavor packed in there. Like, I imagine finishing moves will be superpowers. And I just hope that we get reasonable mains. That's all I want from photos, reasonable mains. I can figure everything else out, honestly. We need reasonable mains that flip in four or less without, like, ridiculous XP cons. And some interesting guys so that I don't always grab for the same 5, 6, 7, and 8 in photo. That's all I'm really looking for. But what about you? Reach out. Let me know what you're thinking about AEW. I mean, again, it's an IP. It's something interesting and different for the game as a whole. I will say before I get out of here, if you are apprehensive about IPs like this, there is always a way to spin it in your mind. And as soon as I saw this article, I thought to myself, well, I mean, pro wrestling is a bit strange, but I want you to keep this in the back of your mind. In game, so in the Versus engine, these guys fit, if you think about it, as their stats represent the crowd's hype for that character. For example, let's just say, I don't know, Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho, to the crowd, would feel like a 5-drop 5-5 with 2 health. And he would do a frog splash or insert the blank on the ability. Whatever, right? I actually expect this to be a grounded set, so little to no flight, almost little to no range. And the finishing moves, again, will be their superpower. But if you twist that in your mind, you can also do it as, like, you're Kevin Feige or you're a general manager in AEW and you're trying to design your own, like, pay-per-view, right? There's different little ways to spin it. And honestly, now that I've done this to myself over the past couple days now, AEW is already in the lexicon of photo verses. So, yeah, just don't abandon it. Don't look the other way. I mean, it'll take some getting used to, especially if you're super like, no, my peas and porridges don't mix. But there's something really, especially if the cards are done well, it only makes photo and thus the Versus System 2 PCG ethos a little bit better, right? That's all I got for AEW Versus System 2 PCG. I'm your host, Burt. This has been the New York Minute. Peace.